as the longest government shutdown ever stretches into its fourth week, federal workers are still working for no pay. For those living paycheck to paycheck, that means dipping into savings or using credit to support their families. KJCC's Casey Kuhn reports food pantries are popping up to help essential staff like TSA officers.
Are you going home or are you going to the
city? Going to work.
A St. Mary's Food Bank employee offers two bags full of produce, cereal, and bread to a line of people coming up for a one-day food bank set up near Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. A majority were federal workers, many coming before or after a shift. It was TSA officer Gabriella Coleman's day off. She came right when the food pantry started at 11 a.m.
It's just been stressful, kind of. And then when you got kids on top of it, the young kids, it's just been like a ball of anxiety, really.
Coleman was joined by her friend and fellow TSA officer, Debbie Cherry. They each have two children, all under 6 years old. And Cherry is pregnant with twins, due in a month and a half.
I've been dipping into my savings and taking care of all of my prenatal and maternity needs for my savings, but we're not able to actually replenish any of those.
Cherry and Coleman met on the job at Sky Harbor and became fast friends. Coleman waves to another TSA worker as he joins the line to pick up food. TSA officers across the nation have called in sick to protest the shutdown, leading to longer wait times at the airport. Coleman and Cherry wouldn't do that, though they've seen colleagues who have. For Coleman, it's a matter of job security.
Besides working under these conditions, it's a really good job. You know, it's a federal job. You have good benefits. You have good pay.
For Cherry, it's a matter of duty.
We took an oath to keep people safe and to do our job. And if we're not going to be there to do it, who is?
While both women do their jobs, their paychecks are furloughed. That's why St. Mary's brought 25,000 pounds of food. St. Mary's spokesman Jerry Brown says the food handouts can help divert money toward more crucial bills.
These folks have student loans to pay. They have house payments, car payments to make. Those kinds of payments won't wait.
The food is packaged goods from groceries stockpiled over the holidays.
People were nice and made a lot of donations during that time. But this food normally lasts us in the food bank until March or April. We're using a lot of it now.
The day heated up as the sun beat down on St. Mary's workers shoving food into bags in an assembly line. More and more federal employees came as shifts ended around noon. High-level TSA managers acted as traffic directors when the food pantry turned into a makeshift drive-through 20 cars deep. A federal security director raced around handing out eggs and milk to uniformed officers. Two TSA officers in bright blue button-up shirts with a TSA seal, belted slacks, and dress shoes came back after picking up food for a friend on medical leave.
Just got off work and I want to help for our colleagues that are able to come through this line by the good gracious of St. Mary.
Transportation Safety Officer Susie Shepard packed carrots into bags right after coming off an 8-hour shift at Sky Harbor Airport. Her shift started at 3:45 a.m.
It's just important because we're like a family. You have to help your family. I mean, it's not just affecting one, it's affecting everybody.
There are almost 1,000 TSA workers in the Valley alone that have now gone without a paycheck in the new year. St. Mary's says it served about 300. The food bank will be back to serve more if the government shutdown continues to strain the budgets of its workers. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.